Officials with Flint Hills Resources Alaska announced today they will halt processing crude oil at the company's North Pole refinery over the next few months. Flint Hills spokesman Jeff Cook says company officials decided to shut down the refinery because of rising operating costs and shrinking profit margins.
It's a combination of things, really. It's the economics of refining, which are really, really tough. Obviously, North Slope crude is higher priced than alternative crudes, and our cost to process are higher.
Cook also cites the legal and financial burdens of defending the company from liability over groundwater contamination caused by an industrial solvent that leaked from the refinery for more than a decade before Flint Hills bought the facility in 2004.
When Williams sold the refinery to Flint Hills in 2004, Williams told Flint Hills that sulfalene in the groundwater was limited to an area on the refinery property. It was not until 2009 that Flint Hills discovered the sulfalene was actually off-site at the time of the sale and had been for years.
The refinery began operation soon after the Trans-Alaska Pipeline started carrying North Slope crude in the summer of 1977. The shutdown will eliminate about 80 jobs in North Pole and will halt the facility's production of gasoline, jet fuel, and other refined products. 35 people will stay on the job until at least November. 10 workers at Flint Hills Anchorage Terminal will keep their jobs for now. Cook says Flint Hills will keep the workers on the payroll until around November. He says some of the workers will also be offered placement at other facilities owned by Flint Hills' parent company, Koch Industries. Borough Mayor Luke Hopkins says the refinery shutdown will hurt the area's economy and will probably drive the cost of energy even higher in the interior. The refinery reportedly has an assessed valuation of nearly $150 million, the fourth largest source of property tax revenue in the borough.